it really affirmed to me that relationships are really probably one of the most exciting ways to do it, and actually the most comfortable way to do it. However, I knew for a fact that confronting people with the Word of God is something that we as Christians were all called to do, whether it be intentional, like cross-pollination ministries, or it is unintentional, just us living out our Christian lives. And really, where it happened in my seminary walk, it slapped me in the face and said, you know what? You are doing something for the world. You are being prepared to be salt for the world. You are being prepared to be a light for the world. You're not here to be a protector of the infinite God who doesn't need a protector. You're here to be somebody to take that God to the people who need life.
You know, something that I learned after seminary, maybe you heard this while you're at seminary, but C.F.W. Walther, first president of the LCMS, said the sole purpose for the study of theology is the conversion of a man's soul. Which the understanding I was getting at the seminary was that the purpose of studying theology was to feed the sheep. And so, you know, I thought that was very interesting. I don't know if that's a concept that was shared with you or not. I don't want to get you off track, but...
No, I think that, you know, they a lot of the preparation, especially practical theology, was like, you know, how do you do the governance of the church? How do you care for the sheep? But the underlying premise of it all was those who Christ died for, they need to hear. And so I think maybe for me, I was at the sim at a time where they had really acknowledged the fact that they needed to be stepping it up and getting to another sphere. And that's probably why, you know, there's been more of a stress on really reaching the lost. There's really a stress for these mission programs to have a connection at the sim. They really want students to go overseas and share Christ. They really want students to be where the action's at. And I think what cross-pollination did is it kind of opened our eyes. One, it allowed us to see this really clear-cut law-gospel approach and how it could be used, but also how much it was needed. These people had no idea. I was shocked. I had forgot just how far I had come from being a person crushed by the law who needed the gospel to a person who was entrenched in God's word and was studying the word so I could serve the church faithfully and effectively. And it made a tremendous impact. Actually, after that, you don't know it, but I actually went and preached at a church as a mission preacher, Mission Sunday. And the core of my sermon was talking about what happened on that WashU campus. And I tell you, it was very profound. I did it for two churches. It was a dual parish, and I did it for both services. And I tell you, I had a tremendous impact with those people. And they actually took up a mission offering. And I took that mission offering and I put it in an envelope and I sealed it up and I sent it to the congregation that I was being placed at. And I said, I want you to put that in the mission fund because I want this to go towards telling people about Jesus Christ in Northwest Arkansas. And these were people in Southern Missouri. And I don't know if you know, you know. Anyhow, it was amazing. It was just amazing. And now, you know, I've been away from the sin for a year and a half now. And I continue to get things from you that I don't know if you know it. I'm on your mailing list and I've actually prayed for you, but I really have, I think about it all the time and every opportunity that I get to share Christ with those who don't know him, I do it. And I tell the people that I work with, people in the church, I'm like, hey, if you're scared, come go with me. Come go with me. Like you came and you said, hey, you want to go do this? Come go with me. Let me show you. And you know, you were God's servant to me that day. You and your cohort, your partner in crime. I mean, you took me and said, look, let me show you this amazing gift of sharing your faith with somebody so far away. Come, get out of your comfort zone. Come, share Christ beyond yourself. And it's something that, you know, it's aided to a zeal that has risen up inside of me to really be a living evangelist, but also to, you know, to really put that in perspective for the people that I equip to do the ministry, because they're the ones doing the ministry. Sure, I do it, but they're the ones that are doing it. So I go and I'm equipping them. I'm equipping those people to step out of their boundaries, to share God's word. And sure, they're not trained theologians. They haven't read law and gospel and done a synopsis on each one of the theses within it. They haven't done any of that, but you know what? They know that they're damned without a loving God who sent his son. And it's amazing how effective they can be when I can hold their hand and say, watch, come, check this out. And then they become doers, and then they also grab their friends and they say, here, come, check this out. And it's almost reciprocal. It's almost like a pyramid scheme. It's freaky, you know. But I know it's God's word bearing fruit. So all in all, I really saw it as the fire of the Holy Spirit, the winnowing fire of the Holy Spirit. It's, you know, you hear about ratio and meditatio and tentatio, and it was really that winnowing fire. And it really aided me being able to use my personal relationship with Christ, using God's word that I was so diligently studying and still diligently want to take and learn, inwardly digest, so I can give it, so I can proclaim it. It was a way of taking that and putting it where it needed to be. And that's on the edge of my tongue, so I could preach and proclaim this to those who are lost in captivity of sin. So.
Thank you very much.